From KQED Public Radio, this is the California Report. Good morning, I'm Rachel Miro. After years of steadfastly resisting new taxes, Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger has suggested closing $2.5 billion worth of what he calls tax loopholes. Schwarzenegger said yesterday that money could offset by more than half the massive cuts he's proposed for public education in California. The question now is whether the governor and top Democratic lawmakers can convince at least 8 Republicans to vote with them. Sound like a tough job for the Speaker of the State Assembly? Fabian Nunez will have help from the woman chosen to replace him, a former community activist from South Los Angeles named Karen Bass. Cy Musica reports.
Assemblyman Fabian Nunez's term in office and as Speaker ends this year, and yesterday he introduced his successor.
Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you the Speaker-elect of the California State Assembly, Ms. Karen Bass.
Bass has been Nunez's majority whip. She thanked the Assembly for electing her, then spoke about the challenges bearing down on lawmakers.
We are all bracing ourselves for the crisis that we face in our state, and I look forward to spending my time as your next Speaker. It's going to take me a while.
The crisis is the state deficit, $16 billion and growing. GOP lawmakers have sworn oaths to block new tax proposals, while Democrats have sworn to block cuts to education and social programs. But Bass says she sees a way out of the deadlock in the budget the legislative analyst presented to lawmakers a few weeks ago.
And those proposals call for a mix, raising revenues and also doing cuts. None of us want to see only cuts.
Bass wins praise from her colleagues for her negotiating skills, and she gets high marks as well from Democratic political consultant Gary South.
She comes off, frankly, more like a corporate executive than she does a politician, and I think that's not really a bad thing to have as a skill when you're leading the state assembly.
One skill Bass says she values comes from her work as a neighborhood organizer. Good training for a job some compare to herding cats.
Bringing people together across culture, race, class puts me in a great position to herd the cats in the Capitol.
Bass says she and Nunez still have to work out when she'll take over the job as Speaker. Gary South says Bass needs to work quickly if she hopes to accomplish anything. She'll be termed out of office in 3 years. For the California Report, I'm Cy Musica.
High school seniors have until midnight tonight to apply to 7 California State University campuses for the fall semester. In the past, students had all summer long to apply. Not this year. Anna Tintakalis explains from KPBS in San Diego.
CSU officials say the state's multi-billion-dollar budget deficit is prompting the early deadline. The system stands to lose $370 million in state funding as a result of the governor's proposed budget cuts. That could mean fewer resources, classes, and professors for students in the fall. Cal State Los Angeles, Sacramento, and Bakersfield are among the campuses affected. Jim Blackburn is the CSU's Director of Enrollment Services. He says it's unfortunate the system has to shut off enrollment in a year when it's experiencing a 12% increase in CSU applications.
It's good that we were able to get this many applicants in and applied before we had to begin to shut things off. But, you know, ideally, the university should be able to provide opportunities for everybody who's qualified so that they can get a good education and a good job and have a better life.
Blackburn says the state's money problems caused the rest of CSU's 16 campuses to stop taking applications months ago. All in all, he estimates about 10,000 students will be shut out this fall semester. Student advocates say that will place a huge burden on California's community colleges, which are also financially strapped. For the California Report, I'm Anna Tintakalis in San Diego.
No bankruptcy for the city of Vallejo, at least not yet. Last night, Mayor Osby Davis unveiled a tentative deal with the city's police and fire unions. Their contracts make up roughly 80% of Vallejo's budget.
The problems that we face are longstanding. They didn't just happen yesterday, and they're not going to be resolved overnight. We have a commitment to work towards a long-term solution and making sure that this city is financially stable.
City officials say they'll release the details of the deal later today. The city council convenes on Monday to vote on it. A federal study of air contaminants has found DDT in one of California's most pristine wilderness areas. The pesticide was banned more than three decades ago, but has shown up in two High Sierra lakes in Sequoia National Park. Central Valley Bureau Chief Sasha Coca reports.
Sequoia is one of 20 national parks in the study, but it showed some of the highest concentrations of pesticides in its air, trees, and lakes. Ranger Alex Picavet is a spokeswoman for the park.
People like to think of national parks as pristine and clean and wonderful no matter where you're coming from, that when you go into a national park you'll find something different. But that's not true. National parks are not immune to the influences of the outside world.
One of those influences may be the nearby Central Valley Farm Belt. Even though DDT was banned 36 years ago, traces of it can still be found in agricultural fields, says Dixon Landers of the EPA. He was the scientific director for the six-year study. He's not surprised that fish in two backcountry Sequoia lakes showed high concentrations of DDT.
We as a society recognized decades ago that this was a problem and banned it from use. And I think what we're seeing is the fact that it is a very persistent compound. And I think this study sort of speaks to that persistence a bit.
Lander says DDT sticks around even as it travels through different forms. When it gets stirred up in the fields, it evaporates into a gas and then disperses in the atmosphere. That gas might attach itself to a particle that becomes a snowflake falling in the Sierra. Melted snow feeds into lakes, and toxic compounds can then make their way up the food chain to fish. Sequoia Park officials say health risks from eating contaminated fish are minimal unless people consume it repeatedly over long periods of time. Scientist Dixon Landers says Sequoia and Kings Canyon were the only California parks studied, but researchers found DDT in lakes throughout Western National Parks, and he thinks the problem is probably widespread.
I get questions quite frequently, well, are these lakes typical of what we might find in other places within parks, outside of parks? Yeah, I think this is a pretty good window into the kinds of information that's out there.
Federal scientists now plan to create a searchable database of contaminants in national parks. For the California Report, I'm Sasha Coca.
That's the California Report for Friday, February 29th, a production of KQED Public Radio. Our team includes Danny Bringer, Howard Gelman, Seal Muller, Tom Kumkowski, Rory Gallagher, June Stinson, Ali Tabatabai, Leanne Lucetta, Kat Snow, Dan Brecky, Pat Flynn, Victoria Melleone, Erica Kelly, Ingrid Becker, and Bruce Kuhn. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the California Teachers Association, because every child deserves a chance to learn and no child succeeds alone. More information is available at cta.org. And the Wesley Foundation for coverage of immigration issues throughout California.